From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Federal officials say the BP oil spill off the coast of Louisiana is even worse than earlier believed, and they have designated it a spill of national significance. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports the spill is moving toward the mouth of the Mississippi and nearby wetlands and could make landfall as early as this evening.
Federal officials say the new designation will put more resources in their hands to prevent the spill from becoming an ecological disaster like Exxon Valdez. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Sally Bryce O'Hara says the response is aggressive.
We are putting tools to target much earlier and have assurance that this is not an Exxon Valdez type of case.
The oil rig Deepwater Horizon exploded last week and then sank. BP has not been able to stop the ultra-deep well from spewing oil into the Gulf of Mexico. BP conducted a successful controlled burn yesterday, but the seas are too choppy and the winds too strong to do another today. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama plans to nominate three new members to the Federal Reserve Board, including a new vice chairman. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
The president's nominee for vice chairman, Janet Yellen, is no stranger to the Fed. She served on the Board of Governors in the 1990s and is currently president of the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank. Fed policymakers play a kind of tug of war between promoting job growth and controlling inflation. Yellen is thought to lean in favor of job growth. She was an economic advisor during the Clinton administration. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Funeral services today for civil rights leader Dorothy Height at Washington's National Cathedral. Everyone from President Obama to numerous members of Congress turned out to pay their respects to Height, who died last week at the age of 98. The president detailed just some of Height's accomplishments, including her leadership of the National Council for Negro Women.
There are giants who fill our history books. Well, Dr. Dorothy Height deserves a place in this pantheon. She, too, deserves a place in our history books. She, too, deserves a place of honor in America's memory.
The president's 13-minute tribute at times drew laughter as he mentioned the 21 times Dorothy Height visited the White House. Mr. Obama urged Americans to follow her lead, saying we can all be drum majors for a righteous cause. Number of Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits tumbled for a second straight week. The Labor Department says initial claims for benefits fell by 11,000 to 448,000, the lowest level in 4 weeks. Reports of more strong earnings from a number of corporate bellwethers, including Visa, sent stocks higher today. The Dow was up 122 points. The Nasdaq gained 40 points. The S&P 500 added 15 points today. This is NPR. Greece's defense minister today promised what he termed colossal cuts in military spending as part of an effort to help that debt-ridden country survive its current economic crisis. The announcement of defense spending cuts, possibly in the neighborhood of 25%, come as the country's government is in talks with the European Union and the International Monetary Fund about a $60 billion rescue package. John Lennon's handwritten lyrics to A Day in the Life are going on sale. Sotheby's will auction the document from the 1967 album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in New York in June. Elizabeth Blair has more.
I read the news today, oh boy.
It's considered one of the Beatles' most important compositions. Up for sale is a double-sided sheet of paper with John Lennon's handwritten lyrics to A Day in the Life. According to Sotheby's, you can see crossouts, corrections, and reworkings to the song. The keepsake originally belonged to the Beatles' road manager, Mal Evans. The BBC once banned A Day in the Life because this line... was believed to promote drug use. Sotheby's estimates John Lennon's handwritten lyrics to A Day in the Life will fetch somewhere between $500,000 and $700,000. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Food and Drug Administration officials today announced the approval of a new drug designed to fight prostate cancer. According to FDA officials, the drug treatment known as Provenge is designed to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other areas of the body. It works by taking immune cells from a patient's blood and exposing them to a protein found in most prostate cancers. The drug is made by Seattle-based Dendreon Corporation. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.